pulling out of some more of Sarah Mitchell there, and as you can hear, I've been joined on the line by Doug Manning. Doug is up there at Shoalwater Bay. He is at the gates. He's at the Peace Convergence that has converged. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Mary. How's it? Great chatting with you this morning. How's Nimbin? Is it sunny down there?
No, we've got the rains today.
Oh, been pissing down here for days, Mary.
Has
coldest
it really?
Record. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, how's it all going with the Peace Convergence? What's happening there?
It's big and getting bigger. They said the other day it was twice as big, and it swelled overnight. It's quite huge. Around 500 people are up here. We're representing Australia. Well, we're representing the world. Last night we had some great speakers from Guam and Hawaii come over to speak to us, especially about U.S. dominance in their countries and the sorts of hassles they're having, and pollution, the degradation that they don't give a shit over there. They really have made a mess of it. Toxic pollution everywhere, disease everywhere. Whereas over here they have some health regulations, but you can see obviously by Rockhampton and Yeppoon that the military really pretty much run the show around here.
Okay, well, I've been watching the news reports and seeing that quite a few activists have been successful in entering the base. I see that the Ploughshares people successfully carried out their action, but one of their people, June Norman, has she been sighted?
Yes, she's just been found was it yesterday afternoon or this morning, very recently. She was a couple of people who were in denial that these people were there, like the authorities were. They spent a couple of days going, oh, there's no one in there, there's no one in there. But seven people have gotten into the site, and I believe there's still a few there.
Yeah.
Still some there now?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Well, how long was June on the base for?
I think about 3 or 4 days.
What did she live on?
I'm not sure. We really haven't gotten that close. A lot of this information is still coming down the line.
Okay.
But, because it's still being processed and what have you, everyone's a bit hushed out.
Okay.
How she survived there.
So, Doug, where you stand now, describe to me what you can see.
Right now I actually have to take the morning off, Murray, to deliver someone down to Rockhampton Airport. That's why I've got the chance to speak to you, because most of the places are very remote. The main gate where a lot of the action is happening today is about an hour and a half drive from here. We spent hours the other day at a side gate, which is only 40 or 50 kilometres away from Yeppoon, where we're staying. But the action has been, pretty strong. Our profile has been, well received by the local media. But, well, a few of the locals aren't so sure, Murray.
What sort of response have you been getting?
There's a lot of pro-military rhetoric around here. But they don't tend to get... They haven't got the information we have.
Okay.
The degradation of this beautiful place, Shoalwater Bay, on the bottom tip, southern tip of the Great Barrier Reef, and all of the documented issues and problems that are happening there, they don't seem to give a shit about. War is more important for some people, still.
So the Peace Convergence itself, how successful would you say it has been?
Well, you've been watching the news. Maybe you could tell me. As of this morning, I only heard that a lot of the local WIN television station and SBS did pick up some of our stuff, but we're not sure whether the major TV stations and radio stations are getting it.
Well, I can tell you, I have been scanning and nothing is coming out.
No.
Apart from Adrian on local ABC yesterday, that's about the biggest highlight I've seen on media.
Yes, well, this is why we're up here, to bring the world and Australia's attention to the problems we have here, but one of the issues is the media not cooperating.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think that the media is not forthcoming in getting out the massive size of these war games and the protest itself?
Well, if this is the case and they are boycotting or it's boycotting us, it's the same old story, Murray. We only want to tell the public what we want them to hear. Now, we've done our best up here. The local Shoalwater Bay Action Group has a terrific profile and a beautiful embassy down here in Yeppoon. They've worked very hard to attract, local intelligent and professional people, which they have done so, but still there's quite a bit of pro-military rhetoric around here.
Okay. So what do you think that the convergence has achieved so far?
Well, I think a lot, because it's grown. because we have gotten people in and out of there, because we've had a really favourable relationship with the police, and a lot of these police are on side, they've been really, you know, hands tied, but men of peace. They have behaved very well, the local police here. And I really think the profile of people who are standing up against American or Australian military has lifted, and we're just going to carry on working. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
So has peace stayed the core of the action?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Peace and a positive rhetoric on peace, you know. Like not pointing fingers and screaming at people and stuff like that, just really trying to concentrate on sharing the knowledge.
For you, Doug, you drove that bus from Byron Bay, and you will be doing a return trip as well.
On Monday, yes.
You described yourself before you left as a passionate greenie from hell. On a personal level, Doug, what's it been like for you, and what have you personally achieved?
I've sang some great songs in front of military barracks, in front of lines of policemen. I've, you know, hung out and really tried to bring some colour and light into it, as well as really shared with a beautiful bunch of people here, Murray, the young people, the middle-aged people like myself, and a lot of the grey revolutionaries are just the most beautiful people you could hang out with. So that is enriching. And I do believe that our profile is lifting. It's no longer, oh, we're this bunch of dirty hippies hanging out there sort of thing.
Do you think maybe if Australia's finally got past that, you know, shave under your arms and go get a real job and pay taxes?
Some are still like that, but, you know, generally speaking, we're respected for what we're doing here, I think.
So the peace,
by a lot of people.
Peace has been maintained. You're not seeing people attacking or being arrested?
No. Well, yes, some get arrested yesterday, but they asked for it. But, you know, by walking around the fence, by walking through the fence, they asked for it. They were told not to. But, you know, it's all about a passive resistance in a situation.
Have you got many people from overseas, or is it very much Australian?
Quite Australian, but England, Guam, Honolulu, there's quite a few Germans and a few nationalities here.
Yeah.
Quite a few nationalities here.
What's been the highlight for you so far, Doug?
Oh, look, every day, Murray, it's been beautiful. You know, yesterday on our way to the back gate, we stopped at a little country hall, a little community hall called Byfield, and the community there is gorgeous. It is not unlike walking into any of our local halls. The feeling of community is alive and well here. But I think primarily the amount of beautiful people that I've been working with up here, Murray, has really been a buzz.
So it sounds like your heart is singing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of singing, there's a peace concert on this afternoon, and I see Benny Zabel's name on it.
All right, yes, Benny's been great. Him and his barrels and his costume has just been, you know, immeasurable and, you know, prevalent. You know, his flags, there's a whole lot of people here with their own colour. There's quite a few of our own press and our own media here that have just done a terrific job, and there'll be a lot for show and tell when we get back.
So with all of that rain, will that concert be able to go ahead?
No, we're going to the Civic Hall now, Town Hall, instead of doing it down on the beach.
Okay, and tomorrow night there's a Light a Candle for Peace vigil going on.
Great, yes. Well, we had one of them last, Monday night. That was the first night we got here. And we spent quite a bit of time down there. I think that's where we got our best media too. It's a beautiful evening. We sang, we held our candles high.
Have you met up with any of the Ploughshare people as yet?
Which people? The
Ploughshare. No, the Ploughshare activists who made it onto the base. Did you meet any of them?
Oh yes, of course. Yes, they're a part of the tribe. They're a part of the tribe. They've been on and off. Quite a few of them. They say it's sort of pretty intense, but two guys I spoke to, they walked right down onto the airdrome, the army airdrome, just walked out into the open, walked right up to everyone, and they all went, "Whoa, where did you come from?" And it was like, oh, you know, it was a bit of a worry for a while, but after a while they were playing frisbee and getting tea and coffee.
Well, I was on the net the other day, and I was looking at some of the short video clips that people are posting onto the YouTube, and they were showing pictures of helicopters streaming fire out both in Australia and Iraq. Have you seen any of that military action?
No, we're too far away from it. The area they're working in, Murray, is 1 million acres. It's as big as Belgium, they say. As big as the Sydney and CBD. So a lot of it's way, way from where they're...
So you're not hearing things exploding?
No, not hearing.
Are you seeing any ships offshore or aircraft in air? You there, Doug? Have we lost our... there he is, Doug.
Hello.
Hi. Doug. Hello, Doug. Can you hear me?
Hello, Murray.
Hey, Doug. Doug, have you been seeing much of the military action, not seeing any ships offshore or aircraft in the air? Oh, we've got problems here. He's not hearing me. Doug. No, we've lost him, unfortunately, but we were able to get a lot of information out first. So that was Doug Manning. He is a Byron man driving the bus. And as you can hear, it's been the peace thing and meeting up with the members of the tribe that's really stood out for them. So they've got their peace concert coming up this afternoon. And Benny Zabel, well known and renowned in our region for a peace activist for Earth, People, Planet and Future, is right in there with the best of them. You're listening to A Cross Between Black Coffee Radio and Free Press Media. Murray C. sitting in for Amiga Breakspear, who's normally on Saturdays. Now, I've been jumping in and out of music. Oh, we'll just see if this is Doug coming back. Stay with me.